Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
What changed for the offense?
Yeah, I honestly don't know. I don't have my. I'd just be bullshitting me if I was just saying this change or that change. Like, you know, we didn't hit the mark in a lot of ways. And going in, we had a specific way if we wanted to go play to go win it. And when you don't do that, it's collective. It's not, you know, about one.
I hadn't heard that one, there at the end, a specific way they wanted to go in and win it. And I'm telling you, I guarantee you, part of that plan was we got to win this by maintaining possession of the football on offense. And they didn't do it enough. They just did not do it enough. They had to know that this was going to be difficult defensively. But the opportunity against Dallas's defense was to, you know, keep up, and they didn't. And then the quarterback that would have given them a chance maybe in the second half to keep up got hurt. All right, other observations and then your calls. So I'll start with Jaden's day. Clearly not as best as I've already discussed. Didn't get much help, with the drops and the penalties. And I think maybe, you know, a little bit more patience with the run game on Cliff's part. But he also was not at his best. He missed a couple of throws. His accuracy this year, even going back to the opener against the Giants, hasn't been what it was last year. Now, you could certainly point to the receivers that were on the field yesterday, for sure, but he missed high on a throw to Ertz, missed Lane on what should have been an easy pitch and catch, quick out. But I think they both happened, by the way, in the same drive. Brady pointed out, and I think this is an all-22 question, that there were some throws he could have made, and he made other decisions. I think you can say that about every quarterback every week, but still, it was Brady. 12 of 22 with, I think, three drop passes, maybe a fourth, for 156 yards and basically just barely over a half of play. He had some moments, man. The third and goal touchdown pass to Ertz was outstanding. He had a couple of other really good extension off-schedule plays as both a passer and a scrambler. I think highlighted by the play before the play he got hurt. That third and 10 to Moore was massive. And that got him down to the Dallas 39. And, you know, I kept thinking, they're going to score here, and it should be for the lead if they had managed the end of the first half better. He had the early 44-yard connection with Moore on their first touchdown drive, multiple conversions on third down, including the touchdown to Ertz, including a third and 10 to Robbie Chosen in the first half, the 35-yarder to Jalen Lane, a little bit off schedule on the third and six. had some really good scrambles on that final drive of the first half, had that third and two designed run on the first third down in the third quarter where he got to the sideline and reached the ball out for the first down, did a really good job to snag that bad snap at the goal line by Biotish. Last week, you know, it wasn't a bad snap. It was a wet ball that he tried to hand to Bill and ended up, you know, costing them really the game. Yesterday, he just kept it himself, regained possession of it, kept it himself, and ran it in for a touchdown. I thought he did a really nice job on that free shot to Chosen on the offside. Should have been DPI, defensive pass interference. But like the rest of the offense, and I'm sure no Debo, no Terry, you know, those are the two biggies, Noah Brown to a lesser extent. They've made do with just Debo on the field, but last week or Monday night, Debo wasn't completely healthy and obviously out yesterday. But still, you know, overall for me, I think this was Jaden's most disappointing game of the year because the opponent was so bad on defense themselves coming in. Again, the penalties, the drops, those things, you know, are a pain in the you-know-what. But he was always able to overcome those things in the past. And he didn't really, for the most part, do it yesterday. Again, we've seen slow starts turn into heroic finishes with this guy. And maybe that's what we were starting to see on that first drive of the third quarter. But we'll never know. I think he was a C in a game in which he needed to be an A. And yeah, you could pin it on limitations offensively and mistakes made by a lot of the rest of the offense, but we've never not expected him to overcome those things in the past, especially against a team. You know, Green Bay was difficult because they're really good defensively. This team was not good defensively, and he didn't overcome it. He didn't. Maybe he was on the verge of it, but we'll never know. Other quick observations. Marcus Mariota. Man, I'll tell you what about Mariota. He is excellent on zone read decision-making and then keepers where he runs with the football. He looks better than Jaden running those right now. Certainly this year, he does. He had a couple of decent throws. Marcus Mariota is a dual-threat quarterback. That's what he was in college when he won the Heisman Trophy, and that's what he's been in the NFL. He's not a drop back and pass quarterback. He is effective when he is dual threat, where he is part of the run game, a big part of the run game, and by the way, taking advantage of being a part of the run game. But God almighty, I mean, that interception was horrendous. The fourth down that they went for where McCaffrey is wide open. And guys weren't necessarily wide open, but McCaffrey was. He missed him by a mile. He took two sacks on 10 dropbacks, or on 12 total dropbacks. That's not good. I said this on my podcast last night before the QBR rating came out for the game. I'm like, QBR is not going to treat him well. I didn't realize it treated him this badly. In the game, he was a 7. Hold on, where is it? I had it. Again, he played a half of football, or a little bit less, a 7.4 QBR, a 22.1 passer rating.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
With that said, I do love the dual stuff, the dual threat stuff with him. I think he's an excellent zone read decision maker. And I think he's a really good, even at this age, a really good runner. He's just not a drop back guy. He never has been that. If he has to play Monday night, he's going to be a big part of the run game. You're going to see a pure, I think. Look, he does a lot of the same things Jaden does, which is why he's the perfect backup in the perfect situation for this team. And I have confidence that if he has to start a game or two, that they'll be competent offensively. But what I think you'll see more of is I think you'll see more aggression from Cliff in the dual threat QB attack from an option, you know, run standpoint, and from a designed run standpoint. Bad calls in the game, man, and missed calls. I'll start with this. I thought the defensive pass interference on the first drive of the game against Lattimore was really, I'm not going to kill the call, but Brady was wrong that all he has to do is get his head turned around and it's probably not called. He did get his head turned around. It wasn't completely turned around, but he made the effort and the head turned and looked back at the ball briefly. I just thought that, are we going to get this called today? I mean, how they called that and didn't call the one on Robbie Chosen at the end of the first half is not consistent application of the defensive pass interference penalty. I thought the roughing the passer on Jacob Martin when Prescott's helmet just came off, because clearly it was loose, was a terrible call. Now, they had a legal contact on that play as well. I mean, they really, you know, got their money's worth on penalties yesterday. But 15 yards versus 5 is a big deal. I thought the tripping on Yankoff on the kickoff return was real ticky-tack. It wasn't a pure trip. And the ball carrier was basically on the verge of going down anyway. The false start on the long snapper that would have given them a first down had it been called offsides. Even Pereira said that's not the kind of move that a long snapper makes that usually gets flagged. He described it as slow motion, not even a normal motion, certainly not a jarring try to draw him offsides motion. That would have been a first down had it been called offsides. It would have been a big play. And of course, you know, Robbie Chosen's defensive pass interference at the end of the first half that wasn't called was a joke. Look, let me be clear. None of these missed calls, bad calls, were going to affect the outcome of the game. It just, there were a lot of them in that game yesterday, and it seemed like Washington was on the short end of the stick on a lot of them. Cosme was back. He did replace Wiley, as Steve Suter emphatically said he would. He said, there's no chance you can take Chris Paul out of the lineup. I thought Cosme held up well. Review of all 22 could reveal something different, but I thought he was good in pass pro. And I thought the pass pro at times was good and at other times not so great. Brandon Aubrey, man, 61-yard field goal. Now the all-time record holder with five career now, 60-plus field goals. There are many more to come with this dude. By the way, Dallas had a lot of penalties in the game, too, 10 for 79. I think Kinlaw drew two holds in the game. I think he did. So Dallas wasn't at their best or their cleanest, and yet they scored 40-plus for their third time this year at home. They've only had three home games. They scored 40 and beat the Giants in overtime. They scored 40 and tied the Packers in overtime. And they scored 44. Three home games, 40-plus in all three. And by the way, Deron Bland, he now has 6 career interception returns for touchdown. Now, Rod Woodson holds the NFL record, 12. But remember in 2023 when Bland had 5 of them, and he earned All-Pro that year. That was kind of an easy one. I mean, Mariota under pressure, about to get sacked, just chucked it on out there for Bland to pick it off and run it back for six. All right, your turn. 301-230-0980. I promise. I see all of you on hold. We'll start taking calls when we come back. Your chance to vent here on this Monday following a blowout loss to the Cowboys. Lots of big picture takes, I'm sure, and lots of micro, you know, takes from the game yesterday. I do want to tell you real quickly before we break that we had some HVAC problems, and we called Foley Mechanical, and they delivered big time. Dan Foley is the owner. He came out himself, dealt with my wife and I. One of the more impressive people in business in this area. He owns 100% of the company. No franchise, not some private equity firm, you know, division. He controls the quality from the equipment to the people he hires. His team, they're professional, they're skilled, they are sharp. Foley Mechanical is a full service heating, air conditioning, hot water, and boilers company, and they are the go-to for older homes with radiator heat, a real specialty for Foley Mechanical. They work across the DMV, DC, Maryland, and Virginia, and they proudly install Amana HVAC equipment. If your system needs help, my recommendation, if you want it done right, is to call Foley Mechanical. You can go to foleymechanical.com, but mention and ask for Dan Foley, and tell him that I told you to call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.